This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carl Shreve tosses this up. Played point guard for me several years ago back at Gillespie High School. He's become an outstanding official as well. Inside, the Explorers will go with the ball originally. They'll get it into Williams. Now off to White. Chloe drives the baseline. Will not go. Shots miss. Rebound comes up by the Dogs. They'll head the other way as Tekin has it on the dribble. Tekin takes it over on the left wing. Now she'll dish it off, and they'll come back to Savannah Billings. Billings in the corner to Tekin for three. Bottom of the net. Katie Tekin gets the Dogs on the board. 3-0, the early lead belongs to SHS. Feldman on the dribble in the corner. She'll give it off over there to the wing to Nelson. Nelson goes back up top. Now over to Porter. Porter swings it down to Nelson. Nelson and Porter playing catch. Now pass is deflected, but Powell's able to recover. Gets to White. White goes baseline. Her pass is deflected and stolen by Harris Legender. Now we have a jump ball as the ball was loose on the floor, and the arrow will favor the Staunton Bulldogs. Feldman will be the trigger person facing full court pressure by the Explorers. She'll get the ball in to Billings. Billings being guarded closely there by Nelson. Has the ball stolen away. Turnover on the Bulldogs. Back the other way. Explorers take the shot. It drops, and they'll go to the free throw line, as that was Abby Williams who took the ball to the basket. Drew the foul on L. Feldman. So now Williams with an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play and tie this one up. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She can't buy it. Caught back iron. Comes down in the hands of Billings. Billings picks up her dribble. Shouldn't have done that. She's going to lose the ball at midcourt. Loose ball on the floor. They're still scrambling for it. And the Bulldogs maintain control. Kinder on a dribble. Picks up her dribble at the free throw line extended. Gives it off to Feldman. Feldman wanted to drive. She's closed off. She'll give it off to Billings. Billings up top to Legender. Legender wants to drive. She's shut down there by Powell. Now inside they'll go with a foul against the Explorers called as the Bulldogs were driving to the lane, not in a shooting mode, so they'll call the foul on Alyssa Powell. She'll pick up her first. One foul each way. Inbounds pass comes in to Kinder. Kinder shots up and good as that one goes to Legender. As Legender will pick up her first 2 points of the game, makes it 5-2 in favor of Staunton. Now a pass is stolen, turnover against Explorers the other way. The Bulldogs convert. Katie Tekin takes it coast to coast, and it's 7-2. Staunton with the early lead. White drives into the lane, stops and pops from 12, comes up short. Legender comes up with the rebound. She'll kick it off to Feldman. Feldman will take it across midcourt, set up the offense. L. Feldman, the 5'4 freshman. Now goes off to Billings. Billings drives through the lane, gives it off to Legender. Back to Billings over on the left side. Billings will bring the ball up. Savannah looks for somebody to throw it to. She gets it to Feldman. Now off to Legender on the right side. Legender wants to drive. She stops, spins, gets rid of the ball. They'll take it back out top to Kinder. Kinder will dish it off to Billings. Billings going to look for the back door. It's not open, so now they'll go back the other way. Going to be a holding call called on Abby Williams as she was reaching in to get the ball. She got armed, got caught with her hand in a cookie jar. We found number one on Williams, found number two on the Explorers. 5:07 to go, first quarter. 7-2 is the Staunton lead. Billings with the ball between the circles. Back door cut for Tekin, and then back to Billings it goes. And a foul going to be called? No, they're going to say it was just knocked out of bounds by the Explorers down at the other end. Floor runs north-south, and we're perched up here behind the north basket on the end. Good place to watch the ball game, and now a travel call going to be made against Feldman. She shuffled her feet before she got the ball to the floor. Turnover number two on SHS. Gives the ball back to the Explorers. Chloe White will bring it down on the dribble. Over on the wing, it'll go to Porter. Porter down deep in the corner. Dishes it off to Nelson. Back up top to White. Now to Williams. Williams spins in the lane. She shut off, so she'll kick the ball out. Shots up, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by the Explorers. Two Explorers fighting for the ball. They deflected off each other's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Staunton Ball. With the ball is Katie Teakin. Teakin now brings it down on the dribble. She spins, goes to the corner, gives it off to Billings. Billings shoveled her feet, that little fake, trying to fake one way and go the other way. She moved both feet, didn't put the ball to the floor. Turnover number three on SHS. Almost to the halfway mark of quarter number one. 4:33 left in the first quarter. 7-2 Staunton with the early lead. White with the ball goes between her legs and then kicks it over on the wing to Porter. Porter down in the corner to Nelson. They'll reverse it back up to White. Now shots up on the baseline, as that was Alyssa Powell. Missed a shot. Billing or Teakin comes up with the rebound. She'll kick the ball off to Legender. Legender brings it down, gives it to Billings. Billings back to Legender. They'll swing it around from left to right side. To Katie Teakin it goes over in the right corner. She'll bring it back out on a dribble and then kick it over to Feldman. Feldman thought about three. Now she'll drive the lane. Her shot's partially blocked. Marquette comes away with it. On the dribble is Abby Williams. She'll go all the way to the hole, off the glass, and good. Abby Williams with a very acrobatic move takes it to the hole, makes it 7-4. Staunton says, we want a timeout. 3:41 to go, first quarter. 7-4 is the Staunton lead. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Bulldogs get the ball. They'll throw it inbounds and immediately throw it away. Into the corner, it goes to Nelson. She'll skip the ball across. Oh, it's going to be stolen. So turnover each way gives the ball back to the Bulldogs. They'll go to the hole. Shot's going to be partially blocked. Good job there by Nelson getting up, getting a clean block. Now back the other way. It's Williams on the dribble to White for a long three. Bottom of the net. Chloe White averaging about 13 points a game. Picks up her first points of the game here. Back the other way at the 3:09 mark go the Bulldogs. Tied 7-7. Teakin for three. Will not go. Coming up at the rebound is Williams. Williams going to go coast to coast. She's going to go running into. They're going to call a charging foul as this one will go against Williams, and that will be her second foul, I do believe. They'll mark it down, and indeed it will be personal foul number two on Abby Williams. We've gone inside the three-minute mark, tied at 7-7. Legender thought about a three. Instead, she'll go in the corner, give it off to Kinder. Kinder spin drive down the lane. Nope, not there. So she'll pull it back out and gives the ball to Legender. Legender steps through off the glass and good. Harris Legender with a sweet move there as she picks up her fourth point of the game. Makes it 9-7, Staunton with the lead. Just into the ball game, Cameron Fandry for the Explorers. Shots up and missed by the Explorers' Abby Williams. And Teakin brings the ball back down for SHS. Bulldogs going to try to force the issue, go inside. It's Billings. Whoa, her shot was blocked. Going the other way, it's going to be Alicia Powell. Powell's shot will not go, but she'll go to the free throw line. It's coming up from behind with Savannah Billings to reach in and draw the foul, but contest the shot. To the free throw line, Alyssa Powell, averaging nearly 12 points a game, as the Explorers have three players averaging in double figures. It'll be two shots for Powell. She'll take a couple three dribbles. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She can't buy it. That one rattled out. She'll get another one. Coming into the game, Haley Rogers, a 5'1 junior for the Explorers. As Powell's second free throw is good. First point of the night for Alyssa Powell makes it 9-8. He hits a one-point lead for the Bulldogs. On the drive is Feldman. To the hole, to Legender, to the glass, to the rim, and in. Harris Legender with a nice move there. She took that one to the glass with authority. Got the shot to drop, and it's 11-8. Rogers with the ball, dishes it off to Powell. Powell out top to White, 4-3. Off the iron, will not go. Legender comes away with the rebound. She'll kick it out to Teakin. Teakin will bring the ball down. She's being ridden all the way down the floor by Nelson. No foul called there. Gets it off to Legender. Picks up her dribble. Gives it off to Kinder. and Kinder gives it back to Legender. Now it goes out top, front to Kinder. Kinder with the dribble, she got the ball poked away, but she regained control. Nice lead pass inside. Oh, shot would not go as Feldman a little bit too far under the basket. We're going to call a jump ball on the ensuing rebound. The arrow favors the Explorers, and so they will be coming this way with the ball with 1:13 to go in the first quarter. 11-8 is the Staunton lead. Rogers with the ball. Over on the wing, it'll go to Powell. Powell back to Rogers. A one-hand pass to Powell, and it's good. Alyssa Powell with a nice shot there with a good assist from Haley Rogers. Now the Explorers putting on that full-court pressure. Brooke Kinder's double-team. They reach in. She's able to thwart it. Now the ball's almost going out of bounds. It got bumped three times. We got a 10-second call. No. They're going to have a timeout called by the Bulldogs before the 10-second call. Coach Lee Green is all over the floor screaming for a 10-second count. He didn't get his way. Instead, it'll be a Bulldog timeout. Staunton 11, Marquette 10, 43 seconds to go for the first quarter. You're listening to the High School Regional Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Pass comes in to Teakin, and then Teakin is blocked from behind, and a foul's going to be called on Jillian Nelson. Nelson felt like she got all ball, but so many times when you go from behind, you're not going to get that call. Coach Green goes down around the corner because he doesn't want him to hear exactly what he's saying. Could get him in trouble. Teakin to shoot two. First one's up. First one comes up short. She'll get another one. As Billings will have a seat, and Evan Frank, the 5'4 sophomore, will replace her in the lineup. Second free throw's up. It rolls around and finally goes down. 6 points on the game for Katie Teakin. Makes it 12-10. Bulldogs by two. Rogers with the ball. Skip pass over on the wing. It gives it off to Nelson. Nelson back up top to Fandry. Her shot will not go. White's there for the rebound and the putback. Chloe White showing the ability to get to the right spot while the shot was in the air. Now it comes down to Evan Frank facing the double team. Pass is blocked, goes out of bounds, last touched by the Explorers, Jillian Nelson. So with 13 seconds to go, we're tied up 12-12. Staunton looking to perhaps get the last shot of the quarter. With the ball is Teakin, being guarded by Rogers. Teakin takes it down, goes back door to Legender. Legender gives it back to Teakin for three. Bottom of the net! Katie Teakin with the tray just before the buzzer. Her second tray of the game, give her 9 points, give the Bulldogs a 15-12 lead after one quarter of play over the Marquette Explorers. You're listening to High School Regional Basketball on WSMI. On the shot, it's up and no good by Feldman, and the Explorers come away with it, trailing by one. Out in the corner to White for three, off the iron short. But rebound comes down to Abby Williams. She'll dish it out to White, and they were reset. Over it goes to Powell. Powell off the glass, no good. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up. It will not go, but she'll go to the free throw line. As she was fouled, I believe that one's going to go against Teakin getting called. Nope, they're going to call that one on. Calling that on 15, and I don't see a 15 in the lineup. Free throws up and good for Powell, her fourth point of the game. Ties this one up at 15. Second free throws up, and it's good as well. So two free throws for Powell gives her 5 points on the game. The ball is deflected against the pressure defense out of bounds. It'll be Maine Bulldog ball. That last foul went on Legender. I didn't think there was a 15 in there. Down it comes to Kinder. Kinder on the dribble. Going to dish it off to Teakin. Teakin being guarded by Rogers. Goes to the lane and kicks it out to the corner to Legender. Legender with a little dribble drive. Wants to go down the lane. Spins. Can't go up. Double team. She'll kick it out to Billings. Billings down the lane. Her shot is blocked. And Explorers come away with it. 16-15. The Explorers with their first lead of the game, looking for some more. Going to the hole quickly is Abby Williams. Tell you what, when she finds just a sliver of an opening, she goes right on through. 6 points in the game for Williams, and now the pass is stolen. Nope, there's going to be a loose ball on the floor. We'll call a jump ball. This time the arrow will favor. It's going to favor Marquette. I thought the official started to give the ball to the Bulldogs. Coach Green said, hey, it's our ball. And they'll get the ball. 18-15, Marquette with the lead and the ball. Ball is last touched by the Explorers. It'll go over to the Bulldogs. Good hands there getting in on the defense. That was Teakin coming in with a hand on that one. Now it'll be Feldman passing it in right into a double team. Is a foul going to be called against Explorers? They had Kinder sandwiched, but a foul going to get the Bulldogs out of trouble there. Rogers will pick up the foul, her first, team's fifth. It'll be a non-shooting foul. They'll get the ball into Teakin. Katie will bring the ball across midcourt. She wants to go down the right side of the lane. She's bumped. Gets the ball off to Legender. Legender picks up her dribble. Now she passes. It goes across to Billings. Billings is bumped by Rogers on the reach in. Rogers going to pick up her second. She didn't think she got him, but she jarred her enough and knocked her off balance. Rogers will have a seat with those two fouls, and Porter will come back into the ballgame. 18-15, Marquette with the lead. Teakin getting the ball in to Feldman. Feldman going back to Teakin. Teakin thought about a drive. Instead, she'll go up top to Legender. Legender dishes it off to Feldman, and they'll set the offense up. Legender with a lead screen. Now she tries to go to the basket, but the pass is going to be intercepted by Powell. Powell's going to go coast to coast. She can't get the shot to drop, but she's going to be fouled as Brooke Kinder guilty of the reach-in. So Kinder becomes the fifth Bulldog to pick up one foul. To the free throw line will go Alyssa Powell. She's already 3-for-4 from the charity stripe tonight. She'll shoot a couple, takes a couple of dribbles, eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. She'll get another one. As Frank will come into the ball game, and Teakin will get a well-deserved rest as Powell gets ready to shoot her second. It, too, is no good. Coming down with a rebound is Legender. She'll give it off to Kinder. Kinder goes down the side of the lane, and then she'll pull it back out. Now she wants to re-penetrate into the lane. Her shot is partially blocked, out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Abby Williams and the Explorers. So it'll be Staunton ball, 4-4-4, showing on the second quarter clock. In it comes to Legender at the free throw line. She'll kick it over on the side for Billings. Billings back up to Legender. Now skip pass over to Feldman. Feldman wants to drive into the lane. It's closed off. She'll go to the outside as Kinder's going to take the shot, and she's going to be fouled there as coming up late was Jillian Nelson, her second foul. So the Explorers have three different players with three fouls. To the free throw line, Brooke Kinder looking for her first points of the game. She'll shoot a pair. She was just inside the three-point line. First one is up, and the first one is good. Makes it 18-16. The Bulldogs have drawn back within two. It is all second free throws up and good. That's the first points of the second quarter for Staunton, as they were sitting on 15 for almost the whole first half of the second quarter. They've drawn back to within one, 18-17. With the ball is Nelson. Down in the corner to White. Oh, White had that one roll off of her hip. Got away with it. As she tries to pass it inside, Kinder comes up with a steal. Turnover number 5 on Marquette. Now trying to come back away with it. The Bulldogs are able to maintain. Billings for 3. Little long, little strong. Powell comes up with the rebound. Powell heads down the other end. She's going to see if she can go all the way to the basket. Nope. She stopped. She'll give the ball back up top to Williams for 3. Nope. Will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Kinder. Brooke gets the ball out, and now the pass is errant one, and it's stolen away by the Explorers. Some turnovers are forced turnovers, and some are just a little bit lackadaisical. That time, the Bulldogs just simply didn't take good care of the ball. Into the corner, it goes to Nelson. Now back up top to Williams. Williams back to Nelson for 3. Bottom of the net. Jillian Nelson, first time we've heard from her tonight, deep in the right corner. She drains the tray, makes it 21-17. It is a four-point lead for the Explorers. Billings going to drive. Left-hand layup is blocked, out of bounds. Good job there by Williams. Even though she's got two fouls, she's able to make that block and make it cleanly. We've got a timeout on the floor, 3:14 to go till halftime. 21-17 is the Explorer lead over the Bulldogs. You're listening to IHSA Regional Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. Hope you enjoyed the first game tonight. Hillsboro and Carlinville did battle. You knew that was going to be a good one. This one's been a pretty good one as well. Marquette with a 21-17 lead as we break from the timeout. Tomorrow we'll have a live doubleheader coming your way. At 2 o'clock, it'll be Carlinville at Litchfield for a boys' regional quarterfinal on the air at about 1:50 on WSMI FM 106. Then we'll go to Lincolnwood. Bunker Hill and Lincolnwood do battle tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air with that one at 5:50. Both those games coming your way on WSMI FM 106 and on WSMIRadio.com. Following the timeout, it'll be Litchfield ball. It'll be Staunton ball. Thinking ahead to tomorrow's games. Staunton gets the ball into Legender. Legender has the ball tied up with Powell. The arrow will favor Staunton, so it won't be a turnover. Staunton will get the ball. They're decked out in their red uniforms with their white numerals and black and white trim. The Explorers of Marquette in their white uniforms with the blue numerals, blue and silver trim. Now the ball is just picked as Feldman simply wasn't taking good care of the ball, and coming away with it was Haley Porter. Now Porter loses the ball to Billings. Billings going to the basket. It's up, and it's good. So a turnover each way results in the Bulldogs coming up with the points. Makes it 21-19. Marquette with a two-point lead, and the ball in the corner to Nelson. Back up top to Porter. Porter to White. Swing it over to the opposite corner to Fandry, who drives. Baseline jumper is no good. Coming away with the rebound is Feldman. Feldman facing a double team, almost loses it, but Kinder's there to save her. Now off to Teakin. Teakin wants to drive. She loses her footing, but gets the ball out to Feldman. For three! Bottom of the net! Don't look now, but L. Feldman is on the board, and it's 22-21. Staunton Bulldogs with a one-point lead. Porter with the ball up top. They'll go into Porter. Back over in the corner to Nelson for three. Bottom of the net. Jillian Nelson has picked one board over there on the right corner. She stood there twice, and she's drained two threes. 24-22. Bulldogs trailing by two have the ball. Comes up to Feldman. Feldman trying to go inside, and Powell going to be called for the foul. Alyssa Powell picks up her second. So Williams has two, Rogers has two, Nelson has two, and Powell has two for the Explorers. They'll bring Megan Meyer into the ballgame as Powell will have a seat. And Harris Legender, with 6 points on the night, will go to the free throw line. She'll eye it, try it. Nope, can't buy it. But coming up with the rebound, well, I thought coming up with the rebound, as it looked like Billings was going to get it. She lost her footing. She may have been assisted there, shall we say. In any event, she falls out of bounds, and the ball goes over to the Explorers. White bringing the ball down. 24-22 is the Explorer lead. She'll go inside to Meyer. Meyer swings across the lane and then kicks it back up top to White. White finds an opening on the right side. Her shot comes up short. Feldman comes away with the rebound. Lead pass to Billings. Billings is going to go to the basket. Lost control of the ball and then picks it back up. The Explorers are all over, and finally they come away with the rebound or the loose ball, and they're going to call a jump ball. There was bodies flying all over the floor. The jump ball will go to Marquette. And I don't think anybody is very happy with that call. Coach Green says that we need a timeout. Marquette 24, Staunton 22, 1:10 to go till halftime. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Welcome back to Roxana High School. Levi Ubelt, our producer here tonight. I'm Gary Boker. The Staunton Bulldogs doing battle with the Marquette Explorers. Marquette, the number one seed at 25-6. Staunton, the number four seed, comes in at 21-7. Explorers have the ball and a two-point lead as we head to the final minute of the first half. Over on the wing, it'll go to Nelson. Nelson to White. White going to swing it back over on the corner. It's going to be an illegal block called against Jillian Nelson. A moving screen is her third foul of the game. So the Bulldogs will inbound. They'll get it into Teakin. Teakin being guarded by Ballinger. She rolled dribbles left and rolled dribbles right. She gets the ball across the midcourt line. Now she'll kick it off to Billings. Billings is going to go to the basket off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Foul going to be called against the Bulldogs. Katie Teakin was a little late on the reach in. She'll pick up personal foul number two. Rogers will come back into the lineup, and Nelson will have a seat for the Explorers. 44 seconds to go till halftime. 24-22. Marquette with the lead and the ball. Ballinger coming down in the corner looking for a pass from Rogers. Instead, they'll go to Meyer. Now it goes over in the corner for a three-point shot. Up and good by Nia Ballinger, and that one used all parts of the rim to make it 27-22. Marquette up by five, down to the final 20 seconds we go. Legender almost lost the ball. Instead, she'll give the ball off to Billings. Billings on the drive, shots up, no good. Explorers doing a good job of collapsing into the lane, making life very difficult if you want to go into the middle. Now with 5 seconds to go, White has the ball. She wants to pass it off. She'll give it off to Rogers, back to White. They can't get a shot off. And at halftime, it is Marquette 27, Staunton 22. An exciting first half. We'll be back with more after these messages on WSMI. We're about ready to get third quarter action started here. At halftime, it's 27-22. Marquette with a five-point lead. Katie Teakin leading the way for the Bulldogs with 9 points. 6 points for Harris Legender. 3 points for Elle Feldman. 2 points each for Brooke Kinder and Savannah Billings. Quarters of 15-7 for the Bulldogs. Leading the way for the Explorers, Chloe White has 7. Jillian Nelson has 6. Abby Williams has 6. Alyssa Powell with 5. And Nia Ballinger with 3. And we're ready to get this one going as the Bulldogs coming our way this half. They will get the ball to start things off here in the third quarter. Teakin on the dribble has the ball stripped by White. Then White dives for the ball. They're going to call a jump ball. And I'll tell you what, that was a mass of humanity on the floor as two Explorers sandwiched Billing or Teakin that time. Turnover number 12. And now coming right back, Billing gets the ball, misses the layup, and cannot convert. So she anticipated, got into the passing lane, got the ball, went right to the hole, but just overshot the layup. So it's still 27-22. Explorers with the lead, White with the ball. Over on the wing, she'll give it to Porter. Porter down in the corner to Ballinger. Ballinger for three. Bottom of the net. Ballinger's only made 2 shots in the night. Both of them, however, are three-pointers. The Explorers are really putting the pressure on defensively. As you turn back around, they put you right into a double team. Williams that time got a hand on the ball, but it went out of bounds. It'll still be Bulldog ball. 30-22. Lead pass into Legender. She'll go off the glass and good. Nice lead lob pass there. Finds Legender free to the basket for her 8th point of the night. 1 minute into quarter number 3, 30-24. It's a 6-point lead. Now, ball goes off the heel and then off the foot of Haley Porter. It'll be 8 turnover. Rogers is going to replace Porter in the Explorer lineup. Bulldogs ball trailing by 6. They trailed by 5 at halftime. Inbounds pass comes in, and now foul going to be called on Ballinger. Tell you what, the Explorers really like to knife into the passing lane, and they don't mind if they make a little contact. Get called for it once in a while. They have 10 fouls on their team so far here, but they have created 12 turnovers. So I guess the dividends outweigh the cost factor. Teakin with the ball between the circles. She gets the ball into Kinder. behind her. Rogers with the ball. Loose ball on the floor. They're scrambling once again. Now we're going to have a foul called as Abby Williams is going to be called on the reach-in. She tried to come around from behind, so Williams picks up her third. Nelson has three as well for the Explorers. 6:39 to go, third quarter, 30-24. Bulldogs have the ball. Explorers have the lead. Into Legender. She spins into a double team and loses the ball. Good help defense that time by Williams. Back the other way. Shots up. No good, but the rebound by Alyssa Powell is good. And so that gives Alyssa 7 points, makes it 32-24. Once again, White anticipating, comes into the passing lane, makes a steal. Back the other way, shots up, no good. However, White comes away with the rebound. At the six-minute mark we go. Rogers to White for three. Nope, that one comes up short. Teakin comes away with the rebound. White's chasing her down the floor. Teakin stops. Her shot won't go, but there's Kinder. Put it back up too strong. Now it's going to be a jump ball as it was Powell hooking up with Teakin. Powell threw Teakin to the floor, but the jump ball would give the ball to the Bulldogs. Kinder will have a seat. She'll be replaced by Evan Frank in the Bulldog lineup. And it comes to Legender. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll give it off to Billings. Now to Teakin for three. Bottom of the net. Katie Teakin with her third tray of the day gives her 12 points, makes it a five-point ball game, 32-27. Rogers off to Powell. Powell back to Rogers. Now to White for three. Bottom of the net. Chloe White picks up her 10th point, second tray of the game. And at the 5:20 mark, it's 35-27. Marquette with the lead. Staunton with the ball. On the dribble is Evan Frank. She's being guarded there by Williams. Picks up her dribble. Probably shouldn't have done that. However, she gets the ball off to Feldman. Feldman wants to drive into the corner for Teakin for three. Off the iron, no good. White comes away with the rebound. White being guarded by Billings. Zigzags the ball down the floor. Now kicks it off on the wing. Shots up and good. Abby Williams with her first tray of the day gives her 9 points. Makes it 38-27. Don't look now. We're just inside the five-minute mark of the third quarter, and the Explorers have opened up a 38-27 lead over the Bulldogs. Back after these messages on WSMI. The Bulldogs will inbound, and it'll be intercepted by White. I tell you what, that gal really anticipates well. She'll get a return pass back for a three-pointer. It comes up short. Teakin comes away with the rebound. Teakin brings the ball down on the dribble. She'll swing it over on the wing, giving it off to Frank. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll dribble back up top. It goes to Feldman. Feldman backing in off the glass and good. L. Feldman with her first two to go along with the three. Give her 5 points. Makes it 38-29. White with the ball. Gives it off to Ballinger. Ballinger into the corner to Nelson. Nelson has her pass deflected. It goes to Billings. White's in pursuit. White comes up from behind and blocks the ball out of bounds. It had knocked Billings to the floor, but there was no foul called. It'll be Staunton ball. Corey Allen letting the officials know exactly what she saw. Somehow or another, her player got knocked to the floor, and you don't call a foul? Something not right about that, she said, in no uncertain terms. Into Feldman for three. Nope. Rattled around, won't go down. They're fighting for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball as Teakin was in there along with Williams. This time the arrow will favor Marquette. 4:09 for the third quarter, 38-29. Explorers have the ball and a 9-point lead. They led by five at halftime. They picked up three threes and a two for 11 points here in the third quarter. Now it's White going into the lane, up and good. Tell you what, these Explorers go right down the middle of the lane and they don't need much of an opening to get there. Billings almost lost control in the corner. She's now going to try to spin through the basket. She's going to be stopped there by Powell. Her shot is an errant one. Now they'll go back the other way. Will Jillian Nelson. Long threes up, no good. They'll fight for the rebound. Powell comes up with it. She'll turn, shoot, and score. Alyssa Powell showing some strength there. Gives her 4 points in the quarter, 9 points in the game. 42-29. Now we've got a timeout on the floor as Staunton says we need a timeout. Trailing 42-29, the Bulldogs take a timeout at the 3:25 mark. You're listening to IHSA 2A Girls Regional Championship game on WISMI. Reminder that tomorrow we have a doubleheader coming your way. Two live games. Carlinville at Litchfield Boys Regional Quarter Final coming your way at 1:50. And then tomorrow evening, Bunker Hill at Lincolnwood coming your way at 5:50. Interception takeaway by the Explorers, and then a foul on Evan Frank as she denied Ballinger the opportunity to make the shot. But Nia is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be turnover number 16 on SHS. Free throws up, and it's good. Kinder comes back into the ball game, and Frank has a seat as Ballinger gets ready for free throw number two. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. She'll buy it again. And so now it's 44-29. It's a 15-point deficit for the Bulldogs, who trailed by five at halftime. A very productive third quarter for the Explorers. They show why they're the number one seeded team. Kinder roll dribbles, trying to get past Ballinger. Now off to Billings. Billings has the ball tied up by Powell. Arrow favors the Bulldogs, so Staunton will inbound with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, trailing 44-29. Legender tried to get the pass in. Powell with a good kick save there. Knocked that one out of bounds. Use your hands on the high passes. Use your feet on the low passes. To Feldman for three. Nope, no good. Coming up with the rebound is... Whoa! A little bit of extra activity there between Teakin and Ballinger. It's a jump ball. And as White goes to get the ball, she pushes Billings on her backside. Now a three-pointer is up, and it's good by Jillian Nelson. She's picked up her third tray of the game. Now we have another jump ball as the Explorers, they are just relentless going in after that ball. They are attacking on defense, and it's taking its toll on the Bulldogs. 47-29. Bulldogs aren't, and this pass an errant one for turnover number 17. Once again, it's White. White goes to the basket. No, they're going to say no shot. Blocking foul out at the free throw line. Foul will go against Teakin. That will be her third. And it'll be Explorer's ball because she fouled her before she got into the shooting mode. Williams is going to have a seat, and Fandry is going to come in for the Explorers. The Explorers will inbound, but not until Evan Frank returns to the lineup, as she will replace Katie Teakin. Teakin has been working and working and working tonight. She's got to be running on fumes. Now almost a steal there, but White comes away with it. Now a loose ball, and they're going to call a pushing foul. They'll call that one against Frank. Looked like to me both players were just going for the ball. Got a lot worse activity before, but now going the other way, it's going to be almost out of bounds. White, however, comes away with it. She faces through the double team. Now she tries the bounce pass into the middle. Oh, a reach-in foul. No foul call there. Excuse me. We're letting them play tonight. That is for sure. Legender gets bumped twice as she tries to go to the basket. She'll get the ball off to Kinder. Kinder will dribble around into the lane. Now she'll spin, trying to look for an opening. Pass is going to be kicked by Powell. That's the second time tonight she's gotten her foot on a bounce pass. Good hustling defense. Inside 2 minutes would go in the third quarter. 47-29, it's an 18-point lead for the Explorers. In it comes to Kinder, bounce pass to Legender. Facing the double team, she turns, shoots all in one motion. Legender picks up her 10th point of the game, makes it 47-31. Down to a minute 45 we go into the corner. Pass out from one side to the other. Now to White up top. White with a little push off there. She got away with it. Pushes off with the other hand. Got away with that too. Now trying to go for the ball. Powell had an elbow right in the person's face. No call there. Powell comes up with the ball and goes to the basket. Her 6th point of the quarter. Her 11th point of the game. Needless to say, The Explorers are playing at an intensity level, and shall we say, if the whistle isn't blown, it's not a foul. And let's leave it at that. Inside it goes to Billings, and her shot's up and good. Little zigzag, double pick. She's open for her fourth point of the game. 49-33, 1:10 to go, third quarter. 16-point lead as Ballinger brings it down on the dribble. Ballinger dishes it off to Fandry. Fandry back up top to White. White over to Ballinger. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll go back to White. They'll take their time. Inside 50 seconds would go. Ballinger with a three. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be the Bulldogs who come down with it. Evan Frank, but she has the ball taken away. And there's Powell to strip and score. 8 points in the quarter for Alyssa Powell. She had five at halftime. 13 on the game now. She averages about 12 points a game. Try to go inside. It's forced, and it's a turnover. Number 19 on SHS. Lead pass for Nelson. Nelson tried to find White, but Kinder knifes into the passing lane and knocks it out of bounds. 51-33. Marquette with an 18-point lead, and they'll have the ball. 25 seconds for the third quarter. Nelson triggers it into Powell. Powell. Loose ball going to the floor. Once again, there's Billings hustling. Tell you what, I don't think I've ever seen one game in which so many girls have dove to the floor to try to go after loose balls. They are after it tooth and nail. Neither team should come away from this game feeling like they didn't give it their all tonight. White thought about a three. Instead, she'll stop and pop in the elbow, and it's good. Chloe White, with her seventh point of the quarter, matches their total of the first half. She has 14. Errant pass, turnover number 20 on the Bulldogs. 53-33, it's a 20-point lead for the Explorers, showing why they are the number one seeded team in this regional. White on the double team, going to be fouled by Elle Feldman, who was reaching in. If she could have just been a little more patient, Billings was coming up from behind for the steal. But the Explorers got bailed out there with 3.7 seconds to go. They'll get the ball in. Back to White for a long three. Off the iron, no good. A very productive third quarter has seen the Explorers increase what was a 5-point halftime lead to a 20-point lead after three quarters. 53-33. Explorers, fourth quarter coming your way after these messages on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Well, the Marquette Explorers scored 27 points in the first half. In the third quarter, they chipped in with 26, outscoring the Bulldogs 26-11 in quarter number three. And they've opened up a 20-point lead as the Bulldogs will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. To Legender it goes, back to Teakin. To Legender for three. Nope, comes up short. Coming up the rebound, however, is the Bulldogs, as Kinder that time gets the ball off to Feldman. Feldman loses control of it. It'll go out of bounds. Turnover number 21 on SHS. Going to be a lot of flesh left on this floor tonight. These gals are all over this floor. 7:30 to go. As White has the ball, she'll bring it out with a 20-point lead. She'll get the ball to Powell. Powell tried to bully her way down the lane. She was shut off, so she'll swing the ball over to Nelson. Back out top. Shots up and good by White. 4-3. Give Chloe 17 points on the game. Makes a 56-33, 23-point lead. Feldman with the dribble. Brings it down as we hit the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Feldman down the lane, gives it off to Billings. Billings with a little dribble drive, tries to go into the lane, gives it off to Legender. Legender to Feldman. Feldman wants to drive. She goes through a double team and up and in. Elle found her way to the basket for her seventh point of the night. Makes it 56-35. With the ball is Porter. Haley will bring the ball across and then pick up her dribble. Gives it off in the corner to Nelson. Nelson goes to Powell. Powell over on the far side for White for three. Bottom of the net. Chloe White has come up with a couple of threes here in the fourth quarter to give her 20 points on the game and makes it 59-35 in favor of the Marquette Explorers. The winner will move on to the Waverly Sectional next week. We have a foul on the floor, and this one's going to go against Chloe White with all the defenses she's played tonight, and she's played some outstanding defense. That is her first foul, comes with only 6 minutes to go in the game. Into Legender, off the glass, comes up short. Porter had it in her hands, lost it. It went out of bounds. It'll still be Staunton ball. Fandry comes into the ball game as Nelson will have a seat. Teakin inbounds to Legender, who goes around Powell to the hole. And she's going to be fouled. Take your pick. It could either go on Williams, and it will, and that will be Abby's fourth foul. So Abby with four fouls as Legender will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, rattles around, won't go down. Sitting on 10 points, looking for 11. 3 for 6 are the Bulldogs tonight. Make it 4 for 7 as Legender makes the second one. Pass comes in to Porter. Porter being guarded by Billings. She'll give the ball up to Williams. Williams will bring it across as we head inside 6 minutes. White uses that other forearm to create a little space to spin dribble away from the defense. Now White up between the circles, goes into the corner, back up top for Porter for three. Off the iron, no good. Porter gets a long rebound, her own shot. Into the corner, it'll go to Fandry. Fandry's going to drive baseline, and she'll try to swing it out. Ball was lost, but White recovers, shots up, no good. Legender fights for the rebound. Powell flips it away, gets the ball back, and Powell gets the shot to drop. 15 points on the game for Powell. She has 15. White has 20. That's the two leading scorers for the Explorers tonight as they lead this one by 25. 61-36. Billings off the glass, comes up short. Coming away with the rebound is Williams. She'll head the other way. She'll stop at the free throw line. Kick it off on the wing to Fandry. Her three-point attempt will not go. Legender comes up with the rebound. Gives it off to Teakin. Teakin kicks it over on the wing to Feldman. Her shot comes up short. White comes away with the rebound. Bulldogs stop, turn away, and White stops and pops from the free throw line. Just as the Bulldogs turned to play defense, White decided, I'll stop before you can get set and get the easy two. Back the other way, Teakin gets bumped three times going down the floor. Nothing called there. Deflected pass goes out of bounds. Last touch by Abby Williams. Lily Treckler comes into the ball game. And also re-entering the game will be Evan Frank. Feldman gives the ball off to Legender. Legender tries to spin. She's being guarded there by Meyer, and that her errant pass goes out of bounds, so turnover number 22. These Explorers force you into a lot of turnovers, as witnessed here tonight. Very aggressive defense resulted in 22 turnovers. They've only committed 8 themselves. Therein lies a major difference in this 63-36 contest. White with the ball as we hit the 4-minute mark. She'll go into Meyer. Meyer off the glass, no good. She goes right on in, gets her own rebound, loses it. Loose ball comes down to Evan Frank. Frank gives it off to Legender. Back up top, down in the corner, it'll go to Teakin. Teakin back up top to Legender. Wants to think about a three. She'll take it, she'll make it. Harris Legender with her first three of the night gives her 14 points on the game. Makes a 63-39. Porter, into the corner, gives it off to Williams. Williams swings it back up top to White for three. Nope, this one's off the iron. Feldman comes up with the rebound. She'll take it down herself. Now she'll dish it off and give it to Treckler. Treckler with the ball on the dribble, goes into the lane and kicks it back to Feldman. 3:18 and counting, 63-39. Pass is deflected, but it's maintained possession by the Bulldogs. Now shots up, no good. Rebounds up, and good. Good determination there by Lily Treckler as she missed the first shot but went right after her own rebound, and the putback makes it 63-41 as we go inside 3 minutes. Porter with the ball to White. White between the circles, back over to Porter. They're going to hold the ball, a little bit of clock run off. They have a 22-point lead. They're ready to head to the Waverly Sextone next week. Now a three-point shot is up, no good. White gets the rebound and the putback. Chloe White has 10 points in the quarter. She has 24 points on the night, and the 24 points is the lead which the Explorers have over the Bulldogs. Tekin off to Frank for bottom of the net. She picks up three, makes a 65-44, 21-point lead for the Explorers. They'll fire a three. It comes up short. Feldman comes away with the rebound. She's sandwiched, so she'll get the ball off to Tekin. Tekin's shot goes out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by the Bulldogs. Kinder will come back into the lineup at the 2:02 mark. 65-41 is the lead for the Marquette Explorers. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. 1:38 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 65-44. Marquette with a 21-point lead. Porter will inbound it to Meyer. It's going to be stolen. It's only turnover number 9 on Marquette. Back the other way, it's Kinder. She's going to kick the ball off to Feldman, who will go to the basket and scores. Elle Feldman with her fourth point of the quarter, her ninth point of the game. With 1:20 to go, it's a 65-46 lead for the Marquette Explorers. They will be headed to the Waverly Sectional. They'll take on the Cap Point Central Regional winner next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Down to the final minute we go. Missed shot by the Explorers. Back come the Bulldogs. Billings for three. Nope. White comes up with the rebound. White goes down, pushes off to get a little space, comes up with a two-pointer. It's a little bit short. Feldman with the ball. White chasing from behind. She's able to cross over, give it to Legender. Down to 40 seconds to go. Going to get a substitution or two in here. Rogers comes in for the Explorers as White's going to get a well-deserved hand as she sits down. Has 24 points on the game. 39 seconds to go. As Tekin has the ball, she'll swing it in to Billings. Shots up by Legender off the iron, no good. They're fighting for the rebound. And the shot's going to be up, but no good, but Rogers is going to get called for the foul. With 27 seconds to go, it will be Katie Tekin to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. She has a dozen points on the night. She'll eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. She'll get another. 65-47. Second one's up and good. 25 seconds to go, 65-48. Pass out of bounds, turnover number 10 on the Bulldogs, or on the Explorers, excuse me. 65-48. In it goes to Legender. She'll kick it back to Feldman. Feldman will swing it up top to Kinder. Kinder going to drive to the hole, off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's Porter who comes up with it. With 8 seconds to go, the Explorers are going to take the victory home, and the regional championship will belong to them as the final score will be Marquette 65 and Staunton 48. 65-48. Is the victory for the Marquette Explorers. We'll take a break, come back and recap this after these messages. This was an outstanding ball game for the Marquette Explorers, but I'll tell you what, the Staunton Bulldogs, they didn't back down. They got battered and battered and battered, but they stayed to the end. However, a huge third quarter, 26-11, they were outscored in that third quarter, and as a result, they lose this one to the tune of 65-48. For the Staunton Bulldogs, they were led in scoring by Harris Legender with 14, Katie Teakin with 14, 9 for L. Feldman, 4 points for Savannah Billings, 2 points for Lily Treckler, and 3 points for Evan Frank, 2 points for Brooke Kinder. Quarters of 15, 7, 11, and 15, the Bulldogs see their season end at 21-8. For the victorious Marquette Explorers, 24 points for Glory White, 15 points for Alyssa Powell, 9 points for Abby Williams, 9 points for Jillian Nelson, 8 points for Nia Ballinger. Quarters of 12, 15, 26, and 12. The Explorers with a victory, their 26th of the year. They will move to the Waverly Sectional, where they will take on the Camp Point Regional next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Well, that's going to do it from here at Roxana High School tonight. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Roxana for their hospitality. Also, we want to thank all of our sponsors. Without them, we would not be able to bring you these high school activities your way. Special thanks goes back to the studio, to Levi Ubel, for producing tonight's game. One final time from Roxana. Our final score is Marquette 65, Staunton 48. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.